Seven reasons why you may be having difficulty attracting your soulmate.
Broadcasting daily around the world with ancient wisdom and cutting-edge success and nothing less science. This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink. Prepare to be empowered. Live the life you desire. Attract the success you deserve. Experience love, a better relationship, abundance, and prosperity. Now, here is your mentor of light, Robert Zink.
Hello, everybody. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast, I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink, doing exactly what I was called here on earth to do, and that is to bring you personal empowerment each and every day, and of course, the Law of Attraction. We have a philosophy here, it's very simple on this podcast. We believe that you can have the money you desire, the love that you crave, and the health that you depend upon. And that's why we are here every single day. We ask you to subscribe so it's easy for you. You can do that on iTunes, or you can do that on Blog Talk Radio. We also invite you to visit our website at www.lawofattractionsolutions.com. We try to keep updated information there for you on a regular basis, designed to empower your life in so many different ways. Well, today we're talking about mistakes you might be making in developing a positive, optimistic relationship, a relationship perhaps even with your soulmate. Now, you know that the law of attraction states that we attract everything that happens in our lives, the good, the bad, and the ugly. We attract it all. So, if you are experiencing loneliness or difficulty in attracting a permanent, lifelong relationship, if you are having a struggle in attracting your soulmate, then you are attracting that. This is what you're manifesting. You see, you are a co-creator of your reality. You co-create the world in which you live. And so, if the world in which you live is not filled with love and joy and abundance and passion, then you have to ask yourself, why and how am I creating what I don't want? So I'm going to give you seven things that you might be doing that could be stopping you from building an incredible, loving relationship, from attracting an incredible, loving relationship. Well, number one on my list, and you hear this all the time, both by men and women, speaking negative about relationships in general. I met a guy today. I said, how are you doing? He says, I'm doing without. I'm married. True. Honest to God. He said that to me. But what was he really saying? He was really affirming that relationships were bad. And so if he is experiencing a bad relationship, it's because he's affirming it and emotionalizing it and vibrating it and attracting it. Oh, all those men, all they want to do is get into your pants. They don't want a relationship. They're not serious about anything. They don't want to commit. Oh, women, all they want to do is get married. That's all they think about. You can't trust them. They're not trustworthy, those guys. Those women are just not trustworthy. You hear that kind of talk all the time. Why are you wasting your time going after that loser? Give him up. Or give her up. Speaking negative about a relationship or relationships in general. In other words, when you talk negative about marriage, when you talk negative about long-term relationships, about falling in love, oh, falling in love, that's just for a bunch of suckers. When you talk negative, that's what you attract. You attract exactly what you put out there. So, you know, if you have a very skeptical, cynical, snarky kind of attitude about relationships and love, well, ask yourself why you're not enjoying a relationship. And if you are, why it's not fulfilling you. The second reason is, I think that people oftentimes meet somebody or they connect with somebody, then they try too hard. You know, the idea is to be yourself. The idea is to let the person you're interested in get to know the real, honest you. Why would you want to create a relationship that's based on sham, that's based on lies, that's based on innuendo and window dressing and everything else? Show the real deal. You know, if the rest of your life you're going to burp after a meal, you might as well do it while you're dating too. Stop trying so hard to impress the other people that you are interested in. And that goes for, you know, going to the nightclub, going to work, going to the coffee shop. Stop trying to impress everyone. Just be yourself. Focus on being yourself. Focus on being happy. Focus on vibrating at a high level of vibration with an optimistic, positive attitude. You don't need to try so hard.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction.
We had an incredible time in Taos, New Mexico, with Manifesting Beyond Belief. People came from all over the world, Australia, India, the United States, Canada. It was an extraordinary event, and we have a private group right now for those people who attended Manifesting Beyond Belief, because we're not done giving them more information and tools to empower their lives. However, if you couldn't make Manifesting Beyond Belief, you can still pre-order Manifesting Beyond Belief, the book. We're excited about this book, and here's what we're doing. When you pre-order the book, we're going to put a personal note in the book to each and every individual from both myself and Rachel. And then we're also giving you the 72 keys of manifesting wisdom absolutely free on a pre-order. Now, the book will be coming out this fall. You want to pre-order it now. We're only going to take a limited number of pre-orders. So pre-order your book now, Manifesting Beyond Belief. It'll almost be like attending. We know you'll enjoy this book. This book, I promise you, is a game changer in your life. You deserve to have the money you desire, the love you crave, and the health you depend upon. Visit ManifestingBeyondBelief.com. That's ManifestingBeyondBelief.com. For $19.95, you can pre-order this entire package now.
You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Well, the third reason that relationships never get off the ground or never really connect is clinginess. You know, you just met somebody. You've been dating for a couple weeks and now you're texting 4, 5, 6, 7, 10 times a day. You're sending emails on top of it and pictures and all kinds of stuff. It's a form of clinginess. And if you're not in a committed relationship, oh, you're not going to like, they're not going to like what I'm going to say, Rachel. I have to say it. Look it, you can say that you are in a committed relationship. You can say, Robert, we have been together for 3 years now. We're in a committed relationship. And I will ask you to show me your left hand. Is there a ring on your finger? Is there a external symbol of commitment? Or is it just, you know, I met a couple not long ago. I worked with them, or with her, I should say. And they had been together for 3 or 4 years. And they went through a rough patch. 3 or 4 months, maybe some, I'm not certain exactly what the issue was. I forgot what it was, but they had some issues. And they fought a little bit. And they had arguments, and you know what he did? Just packed up and walked out. Why? Because there was never truly a commitment. If you're living with somebody or if you are in a relationship with someone and you do not have an external symbol of commitment, and in our society it's called an engagement ring, then you're not in a fully committed relationship yet, as much as you might want to believe that you are. And gentlemen, if she is not wearing the ring that you purchased, what does that say? She hasn't made up her mind fully. So therefore, it's not a fully committed relationship. And oftentimes, clinginess keeps us in a false sense of relationship. Somebody answering your 7 or 10 text messages that you send a day is not a true sign of security. Okay, next. I know I'm going to get some letters on that one. That's okay. You write me the letters. People lack goals. They lack objectives. And they lack those key words. This or something better. If you're dating someone right now, I have no problem. You may want to be doing affirmations. You may want to be doing some creative visualization. You may want to be doing some energy work, some vibratory work to bring the two of you closer. But always leave the door open for something better until at some point you are wearing a ring. Do you get it? I know you don't want to hear that. Oh, I couldn't imagine myself with anybody else. And that's great. I love that. That's a sign of love. But I still want you to allow the universe. Look at it. If you're not going to trust your partner in co-creation, then you have a problem. If you're not going to trust the creator of the entire universe, then you have a problem. So, clear goals, clear intentions, this or something better. Number 5, people oftentimes, they get in a relationship or they're starting to get into a relationship and they never have an important conversation where they sit down and say, I'd like to share with you, before we go any further in this relationship, my deal breakers. These are my deal breakers. If this happens, I can't be with you. If this happens, you and I aren't going to be together. I'm not talking about threats, because you're not saying these deal breakers during times of anger. You're saying it at maybe at dinner. And you're just saying, look, I want to know your deal breakers, because I don't want to violate them. And I want you to know mine. And once you both agree that respecting each other's deal breakers is important, now you've moved your relationship to a whole new level. I mean, seriously. But you have to have the ability to express your deal breakers. And you have to have the willpower to enforce them if necessary. Well, number six is negative vibes. And negative vibes don't necessarily have to be about the other person. You can just be a negative person altogether. Negative about this, negative about that. And that negativity will eventually affect your relationship. It might not immediately, but it will in the long run. So, you know, I'm not telling you have to be Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, who wrote the book, The Power of Positive Thinking. But what I am saying is that you have to have an optimistic attitude about life. And if you can develop an optimistic attitude about life, those negative vibes will be few and far between. And those negative vibes are what cause a lot of breakups. Well, number seven on my list is low self-esteem. You know, look, bragging, trying to prove things, wanting things only your way, these are all examples of low self-esteem. Having to have a bigger house than what you need so that you can impress your friends, an example of low self-esteem. You know, there's so many examples of low self-esteem. We could do a whole show on it. We should. But when it comes to your relationship, you better love yourself. You better love your body. You better love who you are, what you are, and where you're going. Because the more you love yourself, the more your soulmate will be attracted to you and love you in return. You're going to have an incredible love life. And here's the good news. We are here to help. We have helped people in 60 different countries, all over the world. We have tons of testimonials. We have more we need to add to the website. We know how the law of attraction works. We know how to help you bring the love of your life into your life. And if you've already found the love of your life, if you're already in a relationship with the love of your life, we can help you using the power of the law of attraction and vibration. We can help you take that relationship to the next level, to make it more passionate, more joyful, more abundant than ever before. You can have the love you crave. I'm absolutely certain of it. We're here to help you. Visit us at lawofattractionsolutions.com. Claim your 30 minutes of miracle mentoring and alchemy life coaching. That's lawofattractionsolutions.com. And fill out the form or send us a letter. We're here for you. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast, and be sure to subscribe on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio, and for sharing it on Facebook. We love you. It means a great deal to us, and it helps us reach other people too. Thank you. Have a great day now, because you deserve it.